Вы слушаете радио SBS на русском языке.
Несколько месяцев назад видео с хором «Достоевский» из района Маламбимби в штате Новый Южный Уэльс взорвало интернет, причем как русскоязычный, так и австралийский, коллектив, в составе которого, судя по внешнему виду, настоящие австралийские бушмены, исполняя для многих русскоязычных людей знакомые песни, при этом не имея специального музыкального или лингвистического образования, покорил сердца многих. 22 и 23 сентября хор приезжает в Мельбурн, где даст несколько концертов в рамках фестиваля Melbourne Fringe с заводилой хора, или как он себя называет, MC of the Choir, Марком Свивеллом. Я поговорила накануне его отъезда из Великобритании обратно в Австралию.
First of all, let me greet you, SBS Radio. Mark Swivel, one of the organizers of the famous now, dare I say, choir, Dostoevsky, which is hard for me to pronounce.
We try to say it with a slight Russian accent because we think it sounds even better. So we say Dostoevsky. We did several interviews for Russian television and newspaper. We had a real challenge to explain what an esky was. And so there was one newspaper that had the headline, Dusty Fridge for Beer.
It doesn't sound as good.
Completely lost in translation, but yeah. that was part of its charm. We did send a newspaper a photograph of an esky to explain the joke.
Yeah, well, it's a complete foreign concept, the esky thing. Where did I catch you? Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Wales, in the United Kingdom. It's after midnight here. I'm heading down to heading home, and down to Melbourne with the choir to play at the Melbourne Fringe Festival next weekend, and we're super excited.
Well, so are we. And my question was is, when you started the choir, have you ever thought of being a part eventually of Melbourne Fringe? And do you consider that the choir is the right fit for fringe kind of festivals?
We started as a festival act, if you like. Back in 2014 for the Mullumbimby Music Festival, we actually got together just to do three songs. And since then, we've done Woodford Folk Festival up in Queensland. We've done Falls Festival in Byron Bay and Bellingen Winter Festival. So we're a festival experience. We think that the Spiegel Tent in Melbourne will be just about the perfect venue for us. We've got two at the Spiegel Tent. The first show, this is on Saturday the 23rd. Olya, and the first show is at 4:30 in the afternoon, and then the next one is at 6:30. The 6:30 show is just about sold out, but the 4:30 one has quite a few tickets left at this stage. So please come along. We're also going to pop up here and there all over town over the weekend for fun, starting off at Flinders Street Railway Station at about 6 o'clock on Friday evening, if people want to try and catch us there.
I was just about to ask, are you going to do this choir, typical choir thing when people just gather on the street and sing and maybe earn some money eventually? That's what we did when I used to sing in the choir. We did it in Europe.
Yeah, well, look, we're not too proud to carry the bucket through the crowd, Olya, for sure. Maybe you could come and help us out. You might know half the songs.
I do have to. What are you bringing to Melbourne? Do you have a set repertoire for the festival?
We basically have an hour-long show. We have 13 songs now. It's a mixture of folk songs, old army songs, and there are even two orthodox hymns that we do.
Come on, throw out some Russian names. I'm sure listeners will recognize them.
We do Ochichonye, we do Nadvolnoyu, Goloboyu, if
oh,
you
yes.
know that one.
I love yes. this song, yep.
That's very close to my heart because I'm in the second bass part of the choir. We don't get much attention.
As alto speaking here, I know the pain.
There's a sense of solidarity over the airwaves here, Olya.
Exactly. What else?
We do The Red Army is the Strongest and Podolinam I Povskoriam. We have recently plucked up the courage to include Kalinka in the repertoire. We were very nervous about taking on such a classic traditional song, mm-hmm. But we performed it for the first time at the Russian Community Centre in Brisbane, and it was extremely well received. We had a remarkable time in Brisbane. I had a full house, and there was lots of piroshki and Baltica beer. We really had a very special time.
Mark, how do you cope with this fame that came out way beyond Malambimbi?
The trick to Dostoevsky is that we love to sing these songs and we love to get together every Tuesday night to sing them and to have a beer and to talk about what's happened through the week and to just enjoy ourselves. So the idea that anybody in Russia would be interested in what we do was just, you know, completely beyond our imagination. And so when interest came from Russian media and also, you know, ordinary Russians from St. Petersburg to Vladivostok and Russians around the world, we honestly could not believe it. We had actually thought that maybe one day we would get found out and Russian people wouldn't like what we do. But I think the fact that we love the song so much, and there's a lot of warmth and humour, respectful humour in how we sing the songs and how we do the whole show. That's what people were responding to as much as anything else. The truth is that we're just going to keep doing what we do. All the attention was hugely surprising and lots of fun. We've had a lot of personal contact from people all over Russia that really has moved us a lot. And so it's been less about the fame, I think, than the actual impact that we've made in people's hearts. There's a woman in Krasnodar, a town on the Black Sea, who told us that that now she finds herself doing the washing up in her apartment and she's singing Red Army songs in an Australian accent. You know, I can die a happy man now.
Do you know, Mark, that quite a few songs of your repertoire, they do have quite a strong political background?
Yes. No, we do know that. Probably, like, when you see the whole show that we do, there's quite a variety. You know, there's the Red Army songs, obviously, but also the Orthodox hymns, which are coming from a very different place, and the folk songs are on another level as well. The politics we're aware of, but our approach has been to celebrate the music and the history and the suffering behind the songs as much as the surface level politics. When you hear the way that songs are sung, there's a connection between the choir and the audience that is about bringing people together, as much as there's a lot of serious revolutionary content to some of those songs. It's really about unity rather than the specific historical politics that those songs actually convey.
Can't wait to hear you live and experience all this beauty.
We're looking forward to meeting the Russians of Melbourne, having had a great time with the Russians of Brisbane. You know, we'll be there in force, and if your listeners, Olya, would like to find out what we're doing over the weekend, they can check our Facebook page for the details of the pop-ups that we're doing around town. And if they want to book tickets, they can find out. It's at Dostoevsky Choir. Look forward to meeting you down there in Melbourne next weekend.
Thank you, Mark.
SBS, SBS,
SBS,
SBS,
SBS Radio.